234, 52nd Division West.
Hello, 234, how can I help you?
So I had two problematic customers on the bus. One got off, he was screaming in people's faces, causing a big ruckus. He got off when I called dispatch. The other one is back here talking to himself. He's got tarps set up all over the front of the bus, and he's ripping the tags off of the seatbelts, and it seems like he's cutting one of the seatbelts.
I copy. Have you asked him to stop?
Yeah, he's ignoring me, acting like he's not doing anything. And every time I look back there, he stops what he's doing, and then as soon as I start driving, you can hear him pulling on the seatbelts and whatnot.
I copy. Do you feel safe to continue and we can get a supervisor to meet you en route, or do you feel like it's something that you need to tie up for?
This one doesn't seem violent. I'm just letting you guys know so that, you know, it's documented that if you see damage to these seatbelts, it was not me, and I reported it. The violent one got off the bus and told me he would kill me the next time he saw me.
I copy. Well, I'm sorry you had to deal with that, especially this early in the morning. And, yes, it's on a recorded line in case there's any damage to the seatbelts, and if you do notice that there's actual damage to them, if you could write up a card so maintenance can look at it. So I guess for now, go ahead and roll. If anything happens, he, you know, starts acting out or, you know, disrupting you, send us a customer conduct or loud verbal, and so we can send help.
Copy. I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll clear at 747.